track six, and back to news stories. Community cafe looking for volunteers. The team behind a community-focused cafe in Newton Abbot is on the search for more volunteers. Providing valuable work experience for adults with additional needs, Ford Park Community Project converted what was a dilapidated pavilion into the park into a cafe. With the help of generous donations from local residents and businesses, along with awards from the National and Postcode Lotteries and grants from Devon County Council and the Norman Family Trust, the cafe now provides much-needed employment opportunities. Staffed by adults with differing needs and volunteer helpers, the cafe has become a very popular addition to the park and is currently supporting more than 25 adults. And now the cafe is on the lookout for additional volunteers to fill some very rewarding roles. Anyone over the age of 18 who is happy to work for a maximum of 4 hours during the day will be more than welcome to apply. All volunteers will be asked to undertake a DBS check. Teams are split into morning, lunchtime and closing shifts. Duties include serving hot drinks and food, cooking, general cleaning and enabling trainees to get as involved as they possibly can. Volunteers will initially spend a few hours with different teams until such time as they are happy to have a regular shift. All volunteers will undertake a level 2 food hygiene course, which will be organised by the cafe. If you would like to get involved, email manager on manager@ourpavilion.co.uk. Or for more information, you can check out Ford Park Community Project.
Villagers rally to try and save historic pub. More than 90 people attended a public meeting to try to save an historic Teignbridge Village pub. The meeting, held in Cockwood Parish Room, was an attempt to drum up support for the Ship Inn. There was overwhelming agreement to support further exploration into buying the 17th century pub with the aim of running it as a community pub. The idea comes from villagers in nearby Kenton who launched a share offer a similar scheme for its village pub, the Dolphin. Meeting organisers in Cockwood, they thanked everyone who contributed. A spokesman said, there were in excess of 90 people who overwhelmingly agreed to support further exploration of purchasing the ship as a community pub and hub. The hard work now begins, starting with establishing a website and a committee. Further details to follow. Once again, thank you for your huge support. It's good news that so many folk bothered to turn up to support the idea of a community pub. Dawlish Town councillors have already agreed to apply to register the pub as a community asset. The cob-built pub suffered extensive damage in the autumn of 2023 when one of the side walls collapsed following the storm Kieran. Following the Town Council's decision, it will now be submitted to Teignbridge Council to be registered in recognition of its significance to the local community. The decision follows concerns over its future and potential sale. The pub needs significant rebuilding and may be put on the market with a reported guide of £50,000. This does not include the cost of rebuilding and substantial repairs, but by registering the pub as a community asset under the Localism Act, the listing lasts for up to 5 years. This means if the owner decides to sell, the district council must be notified. This triggers a 6-week moratorium period during which community interest may be registered, and if a community group wishes to bid, a 6-month moratorium applies to allow time to prepare a bid.
Students' 2D game reaches BAFTA final. An aspiring young game designer has reached a final of a prestigious award for developing a survival horror game. Talented Joseph Sheehy, a student at South Devon UTC in Newton Abbot, has been named a finalist in the prestigious BAFTA Young Game Designers Awards. His game concept, Subject 19, was shortlisted in the 15 to 18 age category, and Joseph attended a special BAFTA event in London last month. His concept is a 2D survival horror game set in a 1960s government research facility, hidden beneath a working hospital. The game focuses on exploration, psychological tension, and narrative discovery, featuring branching paths, immersive storytelling, and striking visual effects that reflect the protagonist's unrivaling reality. While exploring test subject 19 uncovers hidden audio logs and notes left behind by Dr. Beau Walker, and these clues slowly reveal the unsettling truth behind what happened. Gameplay focuses on exploration with moments of intense tension. Reality and delusion blur together, leaving players to question what's real and what's not. The Young Game Designers Awards celebrate the most promising young minds in game design across the UK. Claire Plum, head teacher at South Devon UTC, said Joseph's creativity, storytelling, and technical vision are truly exceptional. To be recognised by BAFTA at this level is an extraordinary achievement, and we are so proud of the hard work, imagination, and dedication he has shown.
Barn Owl Art marks charity milestone. A unique collaboration between Ashburton artist Glenn Midlam and the Barn Owl Trust has resulted in the launch of a jigsaw puzzle and limited edition fine art print to commemorate the charity's 40th anniversary of its first Barn Owl release on the 28th of July. Glenn, co-founder of Jam Contemporary Art in Ashburton, has created a collage artwork exclusively for the charity, which works to protect wild barn owls through conservation, education, provision of information, research and sanctuary. Now available as a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, it also is also offered as limited edition fine art print. The artwork weaves together vintage Barn Owl Trust promotional materials, some dating back to the 1980s. The result is a captivating scene of a barn owl preparing to hunt at dusk. Viewed from a distance, the image forms a striking portrait of a barn owl. Up close, it reveals fascinating fragments from the charity's history. Glenn said, "I remember the Barn Owl Trust visiting my primary school. It was the first time I'd seen a barn owl in real life." The puzzle and print are available to purchase online via the Barn Owl Trust website and in person at the Jam Gallery on North Street in Ashburton. All proceeds will go towards protecting barn owls and their habitats across the UK.